Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Healing Power by Xoli Mncwango, one of my favorites. I'm not even going to say in this season because, I mean, album after album, or should I say single after single, EP after EP, because sometimes she releases a single, sometimes she goes for an EP. But I must say, song after song that she gets to release, I'm just falling in love with her music, with the heart of worship, and how she really has just not dropped the bar. A couple of months ago, I remember she had a sold-out event in Joburg. I think it was Carnival City, if I'm not mistaken. And I was really so impressed when I watched her, you know, walking in the streets of sunny Joburg, giving out pamphlets and just being on the ground. There was no celebrity feel, you know, about her. And I think she's still one of the most sweetest and humble celebrities, may I say, that I've ever come across. So I don't know, maybe it's also her heart. Yes, the gift is there, but I think her heart for me has just been so beautiful. It's easier for me to listen to her and really just relate to her. So what a lovely song, Xoli. I don't know if it's not putting pressure, but I almost want to say we're waiting for the next one in this year, 2025. So Xoli, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, we are waiting. Anyhow, one of my faves as well on Spectrum of late has been these conversations and these discussions that we get to hear by Given Masilela. And I must say, I've grown as a person as well through these. I don't know how he thinks about some of these, but it has to be wisdom from the Lord. So Given today is actually talking about the biggest youth challenges. And yeah, that's what the discussion is all about this afternoon. So I really, really recommend his content. If you have a young person, please make sure you make them listen, especially to Spectrum. And sometimes I do believe that on Fridays when I am youth, he also has, you know, some of these chats. So please, 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 if you can, give your young ones a chance to listen to this chat.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Stay up to date with latest news, upcoming events, and on-air conversations through our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Challenges faced by modern youth is our topic for discussion this evening, and I've got literally one answer to that, and that is, I think the biggest struggle that modern youth have in the era that we are living in is the struggle to find the truth. We do not know what truth is, because in the post-modern world, the way that we approach basically everything, philosophy, history, whatever, is indicative of or leads us to think that there are a certain amount of truths, and we do not necessarily have to determine which one is the true one. We can determine truth for ourselves. And I believe that that is one of the biggest struggles that the modern youth are struggling with. We do not know who we are. We can't, because what is being told to us by the public era or in the public sphere is that who you are can be guided by who you feel you are. And that is, I don't find that any truth in that. I don't find that that is giving us granting us the freedom that people hope to achieve from it. Personally, I don't believe it at all. Truth, and then we have a look at history, and then history can also be damning to us, because we say that, yeah, but history is written by the victors. So what type of history you believe is also, you're viewing it from a different mindset. We are questioning everything. Now, I don't mind questioning everything, but we are questioning things that we did not used to question. And that means that there are certain types of truths that we feel that it can't be true because it's hurtful, or it can't be true because I don't want it to be true. And if you don't want something to be true in the modern era that we are living in, it does not need to be true. And unfortunately, I feel that that is the biggest struggle that young people are struggling with today. They do not know what is truth, and they need truth, right? Whenever you're raising a child, whenever you're raising they're at this toddler age, one of the best pieces of advice, or the most heard of advice, is someone will come to you and say, listen, these kids need rules. Whenever you enforce rules on them, you are giving them a framework, and a kid or child functions best within a certain framework, and you need to determine that framework. However, we don't do that anymore because we feel that people are allowed to make choices. Now, they are allowed to make choices and determine their own framework in which they need to live. But I need to tell you something today, that if I allow my six-year-old son to stay up as late as he wants to, I don't think he's going to make pass his subjects at school. In fact, I won't even getting up at the time. Right? Now, he's still got a very young mind, but his mind needs so much more sleep in order for him to develop. But if I put him down in front of the television and say to him, listen, you can go to bed whenever you want, I can promise you, right, I tested this, and I feel bad to publicly acknowledge the fact that I did a test on this. I tested him, and he did not go to bed at all. He went from 7 or 9, if I'm not mistaken, 9 at night, all the way through to about 6 the following morning, watching television. He's got this little mind that is so capable of keeping him awake. It is unhealthy, right? So I need to be the strict one. I need to be the one that's enforcing him to sleep in order for him to live the life that he needs to live a lot better than the one that he currently has, right? His mind will stop developing with the moment it reaches burnout because of lack of sleep and lack of rest. Funny enough, right? So I think that that is one of our biggest struggles. The struggle that we do not know where we are going, who we are. There's no one that you need to determine your own truth, but sometimes you can't feel that this truth that you are trying to determine, whether there's actually truth and validity in it, because I can't tell you, listen, drive down to Cape Town from Johannesburg, but choose whichever road you will, you want to. Any road you choose will get you to Cape Town. And now, 3 months later, you're stuck in Ghana and you don't understand why you can't find Cape Town. We need certain truths to remain absolute truths, right? And then we can go into theology and we can go into philosophy and you can have these discussions and have a look at people saying these things and addressing these modern issues. But we do seriously need to grasp the fact that there are truths that are undeniable, and there are truths that you need to admit to and adhere to in order for you to live the life that you actually have. The absence of truth is not what's giving us freedom. The determination of truth is not what's granting us freedom. Those things I've just mentioned are leading us to anarchy, not to freedom.
Each and every single generation faces a Goliath of its own, and it's important for us not to take for granted that even the current generations that we see before us all have very unique problems that are very specific and very unique to them. And this is especially important because it helps us understand why that generation behaves the way that they do. It helps us also create and come up with good responses to their behavior, ways in which we can bring them some form of therapy, ways in which we can bring them some form of comfort, ways in which we can actually be helpful to them, right? And I'm taken aback to just thinking about some of the generations that came before my own. I am a millennial, and the generation that came immediately before me is Generation X, and those are the baby boomers. We are Generation Y, and then you have Generation Z, which are the Zoomers, of course, the Gen Zs, right? Now, Generation X faced so many problems during their time, and their problems were very contextual. And it's very interesting how these days, young people tend to find things to make their problem. I don't want to get into that, but it is something that I want to bring up and say that if you're a young person, learn not to make this mistake. Learn not to make this a habit. This thing of finding problems that exist out there in the world, and just because you saw it on social media and you want to be relevant and you want to feel like you're having some kind of important conversation, don't take that and put it in your heart. And whereas you've never actually experienced that particular thing, right? It's important for you to only comment on things that you've actually experienced. Such an important thing. But now coming back to talking about baby boomers faced a lot of challenges. A lot of, for example, in South Africa, baby boomers here experienced the previous, unfortunately, the previous apartheid government, which impacted many, many South African lives in a negative way. And many baby boomers are still to this day recovering from that. Many of them have not even received any counseling post that. There are some generations before even baby boomers, and even them who experienced wars that were global. You know, some generations experienced a high level of no education or very little to no education. You know, I see it in my in my mother and her peers, the extent to which they refuse to allow their children to not be educated. It's very alarming. And you can tell that there is something that is concerning them, because they come from a world very different to our own, right? They come from a world where education was everything and it meant everything. And those were the kind of challenges they faced. They faced the challenges of, you know, there are generations that lived without electricity, generations that lived without transportation as conveniently as we have it today. Generations that had no gas heaters, that had no electrical stoves, that had no you literally had to go outside, chop wood in order for you to make a fire. And I know I saw sort of the transition between that point. And even though by the time I grew up, the world was quite soft. It's really interesting to go back in time and look at what some of the previous generations have gone through. But tonight we're focusing on what millennials and Gen Zs are faced with. What are the challenges that they have to go through? We've discussed quite a lot of them, actually. We've went into those topics with a little bit more depth, right? We've discussed them at length. But now it brings us to the point of now having to understand what are these challenges if we were to list them? And as we list them, really sit down and ask yourself whether you resonate with these problems, and have you ever considered the fact that this is actually what young people have to go through? For one, education has never been more expensive as it is right now. Yes, we have a lot of online platforms that give us access to skills and give us access to free and affordable education. This is true. But I think we cannot make the argument that any person would rather have a university qualification, degree, master's, honors, or whatever the case may be, that is recognized by all governments, right? Any mother would want that for their child. And of course, unfortunately now, education has become so expensive that just the registration alone costs a more than your parents' salary. And that's a very big challenge that young people are facing today. Another one, particularly within our context within South Africa, north of 60% of young people are unemployed. This is a very big problem. North of 60%. And those are people that are looking for work. Imagine those, when you include those that have given up, those that have even stopped trying, right? That number is very, very huge. And of course, I think this is, when they're talking about young people, it's from 16, and I think all the way to like early 20s, if I remember correctly. But based on the ANC's definition, it could go all the way up to 35. But this is the reality that young people are facing. Jobs are incredibly difficult to find. And not only that, but you also find that companies themselves are not willing to hire young people because of what they assume young people are. They assume that young people are not loyal to companies. We are assumed to not commit, to not be willing to put in extra hours, to not be willing to get our hands dirty. And I remember once walking into an interview, and I really needed that job, right? I really wanted that job. And I remember speaking to the manager, and he asked me, like, well, first he asked me, what are you going to do in order to get clients? And I gave him a list of things that I thought would be very effective. And I think in his heart, he thought, this young person has no idea, right? And of course, I'd had very little experience. I'll be very fair on that. But the thing that touched me is the fact that he asked me if I had a family. And I understood why he asked me that. But at the same time, I couldn't defend myself, right? Because he was asking me that because generally, previous generations, they believe that if you have a family, then you will be willing to work harder. You will be less likely to take your job for granted, right? Because you are considering your family back home. And this is a very fair argument, right? But at the same time, I mean, one could also argue the fact that young people, I mean, it's also the reason that question is asked is also because younger generations aren't as quick to get married. We're very skeptical of marriage, especially because of what we've seen it do to our parents. A lot of us have barely seen happy parents within marriage. And we've seen what it's done to our friends who went and trusted a stranger. Right? Our friends, our own friends who went and trusted strangers that they never did research on. And we've seen what it has done to them. And so we ourselves are very reluctant on just putting ourselves out there and getting into marriages, which also gives the perception of reliability. That's what, I mean, you can also look at it from the perspective of banks are willing to give more credit to a person who has a family, right? To a person who has a partner, who's married and has a stable relationship and who has more than one household income. That's a person who's worth more. We can invest in you more. Your perceived net worth increases and rises immediately. Or I should actually say your trustworthiness rises immediately when you introduce yourself as the husband of so-and-so or the wife of so-and-so, which makes absolute sense. It makes absolute sense. Now, these things we need to consider, right? Whenever we think and criticize young people, we need to think of these challenges. And also not to mention just how the technology that is so convenient for us as young people to use is also our worst nightmare. It is so easy to get addicted these days to social media, getting addicted to food, having your food addiction perpetuated because food is so much easier to access, right? There is so much. So it really just gives you something to think about. And the more you think about, I mean, we're not going to provide solutions. I think at this point, personally, what I wanted to do is just to make you aware of the fact that young people face very unique challenges today, and we've only just scratched the surface, right? And perhaps maybe you can find a young person today to show them a little bit of grace and just let them know that you get it and that you know. Right, and that you believe that they can overcome.
Radio Pulpit joins hands with Christian Art Distributors to bring you only the best Christian reading material available. Visit our online shop at radiopulpit.co.za for cutting-edge literature such as Rikert Botha's Openbaring Ontsluit, Revealing Revelation by Amir Tarfati, Shaped by the Gospel by Timothy Keller, and more, such as books by our own Johan Els, Janine van Niekerk, Esti Gelderhuis, Kevin Masilela, and others. Invest in your spiritual growth. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on Shop. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.